This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, talking about the Pirates. Pirates struggling. Yeah, not great, right? 10 in a row. They didn't do that in May. They also didn't get swept in three consecutive series, and they didn't get swept in three consecutive series all by divisional opponents. So, meh. Right, just a rough month. Like, I guess to put it in meme terms, June told May, hold my beer, right? They did worse. They seemed to be bottoming out. We thought May was a collapse. This month of June is the ultimate collapse, I would say. So lose 10 in a row, especially to divisional opponents. I can't say it enough. That series against the A's was not the end of the world, but everybody's acting like it was the end of the world. Then they took 2 of 3 from the New York Mets. But, losing to the divisional opponents is the bad part. That's the really bad part. That's the part that, no, that shouldn't happen. But they got swept in three straight series. Ugh, not fun. How about this, though? I'll ask this later on, probably on another day when I'm here hosting this show. But people talk about the Pirates not spending enough money. And, many of you blame Bob Nutting as the owner. And again, some of you have been through more Pirates experiences than I personally have. We've already gone over that. I'm young. All right. I'm 24. Haven't been around for the World Series, haven't been around for when the Pirates were champions, so it's difficult for me to kind of understand some of your frustration, though I accept it, though, because just because I don't understand you doesn't mean I need to be mad at you. I think your opinions are valid, and your experiences are valid to you, and understanding that, I also don't always see, especially in recent years, how spending money is just going to blindly help the Pirates. The 2005 New York Yankees were a big example of why just spending money blindly isn't great. And a lot of people forget, too, that the Yankees, everybody talks about the Yankees doing well and having great world champion teams. Their world champion teams were actually founded on drafting. And I just learned that if you watch that Derek Jeter documentary that ESPN did. It showed it. Like, they weren't drafting people in the 80s very much. They were just trying to spend. And then they drafted guys like Jeter and Pettit and Rivera, and they all developed well, and then they won all their championships before. But their 2005 team, they spent the most amount of money, I think, ever by one team, at least at that point, and they didn't do well. So I think you got to find a balance between spending on free agents and developing talent from within. And also the New York Mets of this year are another pretty big example of why maybe blind spending isn't great, because their payroll is around like $250-300 million. And in the National League East right now, the Mets are fourth. They're 14 games back of the division lead. They've got the same record as the Pirates. And they've spent eons more than the Pirates have. They've spent a ton more money than the Pirates have. And they've come up with the same record, although the Braves are leading their division, so they're more games back. Braves are 48-26, and the Marlins, the team that the Pirates beat, the Pirates got beat by yesterday, 43-33, 6 games out. So the Phillies, Marlins, and Braves better than the Mets, whose payroll is one of, if not the highest in baseball. So just keep that in mind. But we'll have that discussion on another day, because I do want to hear your opinion on like the Mets and other teams that have high payrolls, but don't seem to do well.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.